Interview with Rama Naga, conducted by Pankhuri Zaheer. Introduce yourself a little bit. Where are you from? When did you come to the university? Haan. What are you studying?
My name is Rama Naga.
Aise pakad loge thoda sa.
My name is Rama Naga. I'm doing my PhD at Center for Political Studies, the School of Social Science, JNU. I came to JNU in 2012. So this is almost 6 years in this campus in Delhi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Odisha, so Odisha, south part of Odisha, that is the Koraput district. My hometown is Koraput district of Odisha. So I belong from that place. So my graduation and till my graduation, my academic career was there in Odisha. So after that, I came to JNU in MA in 2012.
Are you with any organization?
Yes, yes. I'm associated with ISA, All India Student Association,
okay.
Which is a student wing of a left party, CPIML.
CPIML?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your family. Who all are at home?
Yeah. So in my family, it's a small family. I mean, it's not that much big. So my father, my mom, then my sister, brother, my sister-in-law, my grandma. Then I have two little cousins. Nephew, so this is a small family,
so,
and my brothers, of course, yeah.
So we'll be talking about the Justice for Najib movement,
yeah.
And this is the last that I'll speak about it. You tell me the details.
Yeah, yeah.
So first, tell me, to what extent were you involved? You and your organization, were you there from the beginning?
Yeah, because Najib is a resident of my hostel. I'm still in that hostel, my Manvi hostel. So from that day to till today, what are the protests or whatever has happened related to Justice for Najib, I'm associated with all the protest movements and everything. So on that day, I was present that when Najib was beaten up brutally by AVP guy,
yeah.
Members. So from that day to till today, I am like associated with all the activities. So, should I explain all the matters
just,
and all?
Yeah, just yeah. Tell me, what was the trigger event? What happened right at the beginning?
Yeah. So, that was a kind of a election time at the hostel. So, one of our friend, Hamid, was contesting for the president. So that time we were campaigning, three of us, me, Hamid, and our friend Kasim. So Kasim is Najib's roommate. So while we were campaigning, we got a call from one of his friends of Kasim that his roommate is being beaten up by a group of people. Then when we got that call, we rushed to that place and we found that they are ABP members. So they were brutally like... they were like one on Najib was there only one person and there were like 30-40 people surrounding him and beating up. So when we reached there, he was being taken inside the washroom. So we saw I saw there for the first time Najib. So blood was coming from his nose. So after seeing that blood, I immediately got to know that this must be Najib's and this must be Kasim's roommate Najib. And when all these things happened, then in between the hostel warden, he came. He was not present that time, but he came. Then we talked to him and we asked him to call security guards. But that time there were no much security guards present that time. So he was brutally beaten up. When the security guard arrived there, then we asked them to disperse the AVP members who were there. So that Najib can be like a kind of protection can be given to him. But the senior warden also did not like kind of categorically told them that disperse everyone. He advised the guard, but it could not happen. So the people were waiting near the stairs and they were waiting for Najib. So when Najib came out, and senior warden and along with us, we were just going to his office. Then they again attacked him and again surrounded him and beat up very badly. So we were very less people that time who were saving Najib, and the people who were attacking him were high in numbers, because that time there are no, like, the number was low from our side. So when we reached warden's office, the warden's office was locked. So by the time the security guard went and got the key, it took 4 to 5 minutes.
Mm.
So in between that, again the AVP guys, they attacked, and they are known people.
Mm.
I can name them. I mean, their name in public domain, and I can recognize them. So they again attacked him.
Explain, ABVP is a student organization on campus.
Yes, ABVP is a student organization. They are associated, affiliated with RSS, Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, which is a right-wing organization in the country. They claim themselves as a cultural organization, but they do, I mean, beyond the politics. They are not, they claim themselves, they are not political, but they are very much political, and now the government is also saying that we are from RSS. So they have a political package, and they are very, very much. So the AVP is part of RSS, and RSS believes in, if briefly, if I talk about RSS, then RSS believes in one nation, one culture, one language, oneness. So the diversity, which is a beauty of our country, there is no place in the ideology of RSS. If they imagine a kind of Hindu Rashtra, where Hindu will be the people who are like the residents, and they are the inhabitants of India, no other one else. So they believe that Hindu are the only one, and no other, like, whether it is, even not only Hindu, I mean, within Hindu they include many people like Dalit and Adivasi. So they have also no place.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about Muslims. So this is the belief of RSS, that they want to continue this like Akhand Bharat. So they want to make a kind of like all other countries, neighboring countries of India, that they are also a part of our territory. So, and yeah, I mean, if we see the background of RSS, they are always against Dalits, Adivasi, Muslims of this country. So, and they maintain the caste structure, they maintain the hierarchy, and they maintain the communal politics till today.
I won't say similar incidents, but have there been these sort of confrontations with ABVP before on this campus?
There were like small confrontations, like during any public meeting. Like I remember the public meeting, one of the public meetings at Tapti Hostels.
Mm.
So that was then organized by DSU.
Mm.
So that public meeting was also disrupted by and attacked by AVP members. The same people were involved there, and they threw stones and pelted stones and attacked cars and all this. So that from that incident to then after there was another incident at Kaveri Hostel. So there was a public meeting on Mahishasur Divas, talking about history and like analyzing about Mahishasur. So this history is this history is taught, and this history is propagated by the people who are from marginalized sections. So they were like, they wanted to discuss what is the other side of the history which are taught to general public. So they wanted to discuss that on that day, but AVP came and they disrupted and they pelted stone, they attacked many female members. So that the second incident.
Yeah.
So, and before Najib, then obviously we know the 9th February incident when ABVP members attacked everyone that day. So they were, yeah, that was another clash. So in every, there are many instances. So where whatever violence is has happened inside our campus in JNU, the ABVP is involved there. The ABVP members are involved there in beating up students or harassing anyone or teachers. So there are instances before.
Speaking particularly of this issue, what were the demands of the movement, both to the university administration and, as I understand, like also outside to other investigating agencies, Delhi Police, CBI?
So the immediate demand, which was demanded by all the students community except the ABAP, was to punish the ABAP guys who beat up Najib that time. So they were like known names. So their names were there in public domains. So everybody knew, and we deposited against them. We like to call their names to, and we wrote their names in our deposition to the chief proctor and also in the FIR at the police stations. So the immediate demand, this was one demand, that to punish them immediately and to transfer their hostel from Mahimandvi, because they were continuously threatening other students after beating up Najibs. And they even wrote that in Mahimandvi guest room that all Muslims are terrorists. So this kind of incidents were like kept happening after Najib incident. The second thing was that the administration should take this initiative and file an FIR at the police station, because till today the administration has not filed an FIR in case of Najib. So these are another demand, and the administration should take a proactive role in finding out Najib, because after that no one knew where did he go, I mean what happened to him. After that, like that night when ABP guys were threatening him that we will fix you, we will like teach you the lesson, and we will make you banish from the campus. So after, in the morning, he was not there.
Yeah.
So the administration did not take any action to find out him. So it was the students who could do whatever, so they tried to do, but not the from the administration. So this was another demand to the administration. Outside, like the police agency or the police or the SIT, one after another, from Delhi police to SIT, then crime branch and CBI, all these people. So this was one of the demand, that all the culprits who are involved in beating Najib, they should be interrogated, and their like conversation in WhatsApp groups, their mobile number, text messages, that should be recorded by the inquiry agency, whichever it is, from Delhi police to CBI. So this is not done till today. I mean, in last court hearing, I remember like the CBI says that we are trying to get all the WhatsApp conversation, but we have not been able to get the entire conversation. So even till today, that is not even after 1.5 years, that is not completed. And the second thing, that there should be lie detective test again, I mean, of all the accused who were there. So till today it is not done. Other people who were witness of that incident, they are very much proactive and giving, they don't have any issue with that, but the EVP is not giving the lie detective test. And they should be arrested in the first case, they should be arrested for beating of Najib, but now they are like roaming freely in campus, and
they're still on campus.
They are still on campus, and they're roaming freely, and they are, and we are witnessing even after that, they are threatening that Najib, like we will teach you like Najib. So they are doing it, and because they know that nothing is going to happen against them, and nothing has happened against them till today.
Right. So, would you say there were any main leaders of the movement?
See, that time, I mean, everyone was involved in that movement. So basically, this issue, I mean, Najib issue, it did not remain in Saudi Arabia campus. It also like broke that limitation and went to other campus as well, and across the country. So this, and people protested throughout the country. So, but in campus, I mean, there is Students Union and other organization who led the movement. So it's the students' body and organizations, like not the ABP, apart from ABP. So they were in leading role in inside campus, and outside campus, like there are many solidarity groups and other like universities, organization and campus peoples who supported this
inside the campus.
But I mean, one of the leading face which you were asking about,
yeah.
I think is Najib's mother and sister, who are the leading face of that movement, and they are the people who were like, I mean, till today, I mean, everyone is involved, and I mean, they were part of a protest, but they are the face of the movement, and they are till today, like there from the very beginning day. So they are the face, I think so.
Okay. Who were the people participating in the movements? Were they primarily students?
So, there are like different kind of, you know, programs which were organized during that moment. So there were like marches, there are like protest demonstrations, public meetings, all these things. So largely it was participated by students' bodies, but it was not only by students and students' bodies, but it was not only by students' groups and students, like also the civil society people, also the people who are more, not the Muslims, I'm not talking about Muslims, even Dalits, okay, even Adivasis and other people, even upper caste people also. So they also felt that what has happened in this case is nothing, like it's not good, it's not like it's some kind of injustice. So they also felt this thing and they participated. So across India, yeah, the role of particularly Muslim community, it was really it was good, but the other community also participated for this cause and they linked this thing.
Tell me about some of the specific memories or events that have stayed back with you, some particular things that happened during the movements that have stayed with you.
I recall one incident. During this moment, now it has been 1.5 years, more than 1.5 years. So in this October is going to be 2 years. So there are two things, they are linked to each other's. The one is when Najib's mother and all of we went to protest at the India Gate. So this is one thing. And why I recall this, because see, for everyone in this country, those who have political backup and a kind of political linkage, especially with the ruling class, so they can easily hold their protest demonstration at the India Gate, they can organize whatever they want. So when we planned to go to India Gate on that day along with Najib's mother and sister, so they were like at India Gate, they were dragged and they are brutally beaten, and that picture went viral in social media and everybody recalled this even till today. So that was a moment which I felt that that was horrible, and I felt that so even to do a protest demonstration at the heart of Delhi, the national capital, is not that much easy. So you have to have a kind of political, so that was one memory. So I recall, and the second time the same thing repeated in front of Delhi High Court when next time again Najib's mother was dragged and beaten up by Delhi police. So this shows a kind of power and authority that demanding justice is not an easy task, even if the injustice is very, very visible and the people who are involved in doing that injustice are there in public domain, but not easy. So these two incidents, I can recall, there are many protests where we are beaten up and we are detained and all these things that are there, one after another, but I think I remember these two even today.
Let's come to the specifics of the movement. After this incident happened on that night, how were students mobilized to protest against it? How was the information passed on?
So that day, because the situation went so it's not a kind of explainable thing. So in Mahimadevi hostel, the few people who were involved that time, they could not, the other people could not get the information, because it happened suddenly and in the night, and it's not a kind of public meet, so it happened during the campaign. So those who were there, so they could they came there, but other people, they could not, those who could not get information, they could not join it. But after that, whatever call was given inside campus or outside campus, both student teacher students particularly immediately after that they like they came out. And but initially this fear was there. I mean, I felt that even what will happen if we give statement against ABAP in the police station, at the police station in the FIR. So this fear was there among various people, and even within like people who belong to that community also. Yeah. And they were also like a kind of, you know, reluctant to give a deposition. So this fear was there, but after when the movement like got very kind of support and the number increased, then people came out and they participated in large numbers. So
no, but like specifically about say the India Gate protest that happened or the protest in front of High Court.
Yeah.
Like how were people informed about those protests? Through social media or through
Social media is one of the major means of, you know, communicate other about any protest demonstration or any event. So the India Gate protest which we are talking about, and that was basically the message was circulated in social media. So people from different places, different universities, they were like coming by bus, by other vehicles and mode of transportation. So they were reaching at India Gates.
Yeah.
So social media had a kind of, I mean, till today it has, because social media is the only platform which we have immediately access to. And we do our kind of political activities and communicate and express our all the things in social media. So that is one of the major mode of communication. So
by social media you mean Facebook mainly?
Facebook, and yeah, not all the people are in Twitter, but some people also use Twitter, and obviously messages and all these things in WhatsApp. So these three things majorly.
Did ISA also bring out posters or pamphlets?
During that time, all organization.
All organizations.
So.
Was there a central campaign committee or something that was set up for this movement in particular, or were organizations functioning on their own?
No, because see, in JNU, this campaign coordination, all these things, it was being held, or it was happening through students union. So they were coordinating with organizations and all those people who want to campaign for students who are not associated even with the organizations or any political groups, even they wanted to campaign. So that time, so it was like it was being held like in this way. We coordinate them, we give them whatever pamphlet, posters, so they used to put it on the walls and mess and all these things. So there was not this kind of, you know, formal coordination committee or coordinator.
Right.
Yeah, but it happens in JNU, and this, I mean, it's not that much difficult if we approach people that if you want to campaign or if you want to distribute these pamphlets in mess or keep this, then it happens. And before this moment, this was another lesson which we learned from 9th February. So
you're saying this sort of informal organized campaigning had been happening in other
It happens, and it has been happening in
other movements.
Yeah.
Just.